A four-year survey of over 100,000 newborn babies in northeastern Brazil has uncovered hitherto unrecognised patterns of microcephaly, small heads, that suggests this is not necessarily a new phenomenon and questions whether Zika virus is the cause. Norman Swan of RN's Health Report has the story.
Zika virus has been occupying the global media for weeks now, prompted by what appears to be a huge spike in the numbers of babies born with abnormally small heads. This has led to a scramble in Brazil to find out what's really going on, which was when paediatric cardiologist Dr. Sandra Matos realised she was sitting on a database which could provide some answers. She and her colleagues had surveyed over 100,000 newborns for congenital heart disease, heart defects at birth, in the Brazilian state of Paraiba. But she realised that the nurses had also collected other information about these babies, such as length, weight, whether they were born at term, and head circumference in just over 16,000 of these babies.
And we tried to establish the pattern of microcephaly over the last 4 years.
What did you find?
We were surprised to the numbers because what we expected was that we would be having something like 3 to 4 cases a year of microcephaly. That's what has been documented in the official sites. But we then noticed that we had much, much higher numbers. We had between 2 to 8% of babies that would fall into the criteria of microcephaly.
So how many babies does that represent a year?
It would be between 2,000 or 4,000 babies that would have been born there with microcephaly.
That's about 1,000 times more than they were expecting. And that's just in one Brazilian state. But, and this is the key, the numbers went back to 2012 and 13 and showed a spike each spring and summer. And while the headlines are all recent, the biggest peak in northeastern Brazil was actually in 2014. But Sandra Matos says there's something different and potentially very worrying about the 2015 spring-summer spike in microcephaly. And it relates to how small the baby's heads were.
If we look at the most severe cases of microcephaly, that group, which are the very severe cases, they are definitely increasing from the last part of 2015.
The other thing about microcephaly is, the international publicity has been about the babies with small heads, but it's unusual for microcephaly just to present by itself. It's often a part of a syndrome where there are heart defects, mm-hmm. limb defects. Are there other congenital defects that are going along with this microcephaly? And are you seeing a rise in heart defects at the same time? And are they occurring in the same babies?
That's what is really unusual about this outbreak. Most of the microcephaly cases that are being reported now are primarily very severe microcephaly without anything.
Which all begs the question of whether this is caused by Zika virus or something else. And if it is Zika virus, it's been in Brazil for a lot longer than people have thought. But that doesn't explain why, after 50 years, it's only now that Zika is being linked to microcephaly. This is Norman Swan for AM.
And you can hear the full interview with Dr. Matos on this evening's Health Report on Radio National at 5:30.